My first guest in this edition is John Fun, columnist for the Wall Street Journal website, theopinionjournal.com. He's also the paper's author of The Political Diary. His book is Stealing Elections, How Voter Fraud Threatens Our Democracy, and an updated version of that book is now available. We want to get his thoughts on all the allegations of fraudulent voter registration going on in all the key battleground states and even states beyond those that are still considered to be up for grabs for this year's election. And John, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Much of your book talks about this group ACORN, which I think a lot of Americans didn't know anything or very little about up until a couple of weeks ago. Give our listeners a little bit of a history and why they seem to be at the center of the investigations in virtually every state here.
ACORN was founded in 1970 as part of a fringe left-wing movement by a former Students for Democratic Society organizer. It's always been involved in trying to stop welfare reform, trying to stop school choice, and promoting things like more public housing and also more subsidies for community organizing groups like ACORN. About 40% of its budget comes from government grants. It lobbied to lower loan standards during the housing boom of the late 1990s and early 2000s. It would intimidate banks. It would hold strikes in front of banks. It would force banks to lower their lending standards. So they helped create the zero down payment mortgage, the adjustable rate mortgage, the balloon payment mortgage that we see today or saw until the housing bubble collapsed. Then they went to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they have forced them to lower their standards using their political allies in Congress like Barney Frank and Chris Dodd. So ACORN was not the cause of the housing collapse, but it was a significant contributor. Now they have a political arm that's endorsed Barack Obama. They also have a voter registration arm that is going out to register voters. That's good. But in 12 states, they've apparently created enough problems. They have active investigations on them. And in Nevada last week, the Democratic Secretary of State raided their offices, seized their files, and says that the investigation is into thousands and thousands of improper registrations.
ACORN held a press conference today, as you know, John, and they were claiming that they're doing what they can to make sure that these voter registrations are legitimate. They send them in to state officials in different piles, ones that are verified, ones that still have questions, and ones that they believe are dubious. Does that absolve them in any way, or is it obvious to you from what they're doing?
In 2002, they made the same promises. In 2004, they made the same promises. In 2006, they made the same promises. In each of those years, they had people go to prison. They had significant scandals. In 2006, the Secretary of State in Washington State says they committed the largest voter registration fraud scam in the state's history. Five people went to prison. They had to pay a large fine. They had to sign a consent decree. Every 2 years, they say they're going to clean up their act, and they don't. And now the problems are worse than ever. One would almost suspect that there might just be a pattern here.
In terms of the connection to the Obama campaign, we know that Barack Obama represented them in a lawsuit at a certain point.
Several lawsuits.
He's trained them in certain ways back during his days in Illinois in the 1990s.
He sat on a foundation board that gave them $200,000 in grants, the Woods Fund. He also had his campaign spend $832,000 earlier this year to pay ACORN for voter registration activities, the same kind of stuff they're doing now. And he apparently misidentified what ACORN was paid to do, because on the forms for the federal election offices, it said staging, events, and lighting. Well, in reality, it was voter registration. The Obama campaign says that was an inadvertent error.
In terms of whether or not we're going to get a fair election, we know that ACORN is boasting of all these millions of folks they've helped to register. Given the limited time between now and Election Day and all of these investigations going on, particularly in battleground states, what can we expect to actually be resolved here in the next 21 days?
Well, I think what we need to do is step back and say the best way to stop voter fraud is to stop it before it happens. Focusing attention on the potential for voter fraud will heighten the antenna of poll workers, election observers, and other people. We need to have more people at the polls monitoring them. Let's give high school and college students class credit for helping out on Election Day. We also should put pressure on prosecutors to treat vote fraud more seriously, because in many cases it's treated like a victimless crime. It's not. It is just like you counterfeit the dollars that keep our economy afloat and you should go to jail. If you counterfeit the votes that keep our democracy vibrant, you should go to jail.
Are there other organizations that are involved in maybe not as much controversy as ACORN, but similar shady voter registration tactics, or is this a unique example?
No. There are many that have problems, and again, you know, this is a nonpartisan issue. I have parts of my book are on Republican voter fraud, but Acorn is unique in the long history it has of these problems, its long record of broken promises to deal with them, and its current refusal to even acknowledge its critics and say that they might have a point.
Some say, John, and reminding our listeners again that this is a nonpartisan issue, that because of Barack Obama's connections with Acorn, that this could be part of some collaborative strategy. Is that being too cynical, or is there evidence of that?
I don't think Barack Obama and Acorn operate directly together. I think they're on independent courses with the same goal, and I think Acorn suspects that it will probably have a better and brighter future in these investigations should a Barack Obama administration be elected.
And given the fact that you said a moment ago that a lot of this crackdown on voter registration fraud needs to happen sooner, what can be done between now and 2010 and especially 2012 to make sure that less of this happens where the same teenager isn't signed up 73 times?
Well, I think we're going to have to watch those provisional ballots that are going to be cast. Provisional ballots are cast when people show up at a polling place. They're not on the list, but they want to vote anyway. They have to be given a provisional ballot. It's not counted unless you can prove that they registered. Well, if they can't prove they didn't register, I think we have to reluctantly not count those provisional ballots.
And what's your sense of how the media is treating this issue? Some say that the networks are ignoring this, that they don't consider it a big issue while others do. How important of a story should this be for the mainstream press?
Well, the lamestream media, which is the really big dinosaur network news shows, have ignored this. Cable television has done some work on it. CNN has done a little. Fox has done a lot. I think MSNBC is AWOL.
We'll see exactly how much they cover this in the weeks ahead, especially the next 3 weeks. John, thanks very much for being with us today.
Pleasure, Greg.
John Fund is a columnist for the Wall Street Journal. His daily political diary column is found in the Journal. You see him frequently on television commenting on political issues. His book is entitled Stealing Elections, How Voter Fraud Threatens Our Democracy, recently updated to chronicle the 2008 campaign. This is Dateline Washington.